We are 10 episodes into Laughs Uncut, and the laughs are still going strong. Celebrate our podcast hitting double digits with the hilarious comedians from Fox's Laughs and their uncensored sets. I'm your host, Zoltan Kassis. Let's do this thing. It's time to get lucky in Vegas. Let's head over to Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM Grand and check out comedian Drew Thomas.
Thank you. Just flew in yesterday. The state of the country right now has me very uneasy about flying because we don't know the face of terrorism, so they make up the rules as they go along. First it was fingernail file, no fingernail file, scissors, no scissors, bullets, no guns. You could only have 3 ounces of lotion. I need more than 3 ounces of lotion. I'm black. And you can't use hotel lotion. This is the worst lotion on the face of the earth. You can't even jerk off with this lotion. You put it in your hands, it just disappears. It never makes it to your knuckles. Now the new rule, they don't check kids under 12. They don't check older people over 75, but they check me every time I'm flying. Flew in yesterday coming from Atlanta. There's a kid in the line. He was Indian, Arab, Jungle Book. I couldn't tell what he was. And he's wearing these shoes that the kids are wearing that are blinking, but I'm the only one that noticed that the shoes were counting down. And I'm like, if these shoes get to 3, I'm chopping this kid in the throat. I'm not waiting for these shoes to get all the way down to 1. They said, if you see something, say something. I'm saying something. Check them shoes. They at 6 right now. So the kid go through, then the older gentleman go through, then it's my turn. They pull me to the side. They got to do secondary security check. They go get this TSA guy bigger than me. He comes up behind me, puts on the blue rubber gloves, snaps them in my ear as he proceeds to tell me in a low tone what he's about to do to me sexually. I'm gonna take these 2 fingers, I'm gonna rub them around your nipples, I'm gonna go down to your belly button, put 2 in your waistband, come around to the front, flip the tip of your penis, go down your leg, come up your other leg, kiss you on the back of your neck. And the only choice I had was, do you want this done here or inside the glass room? And I'm like, just make love to me right here. There's no need to go inside the glass room. You already got my belt and my lotion. I just don't need this type of stress. I come up with different ways to keep my stress level low. And one of the ways I keep my stress level low, I keep white friends in my life. You gotta have white friends. I grew up in New York. I lived in the South for years. I know the history of the South, but I don't look at race the same way other people look at race. White people and black people, we need to work together because there's more Mexicans coming. And it's up to us to hold the fort down, and we need to work on our relationship and become better friends, is what I'm saying. You sit at home and watch TV and they always telling you about the hole in the ozone, and I'm like, what about the one in the fence? Who's on that project? Fix the hole in the fence first. So I've learned that you can't watch TV and learn about each other. You gotta go to each other's houses and learn from each other's cultures. I like going to my white friends' houses. When you go to white people's houses and tell them that you like something, they let you have it. And I got a lot of nice stuff in my house. Try it. Just go to one of your white friends' house and be like, Bob, that's a nice painting. You like it? Drew, take it. I think I will, Bob. I think I will take that painting. And that's a nice lamp, too. As a matter of fact, all this stuff is nice. Back the car up. So I've taken the time to pay attention to the things other people don't pay attention to. Like, white people, you're prepared to be drunk better than we are. I used to think you just like to do a lot of outdoor activities. That's why you have canoes on the top of your cars and mountain bikes on the back. And then I realized that's not what it's for. They're prepared to be drunk. Talking to one of my white friends the other day. I said, what you do last Friday? He said, man, I got so drunk, drove my truck into a lake, I just got in my canoe and paddled the rest of the way home. And I'm like, I would have drowned because I don't have no canoe on the top of my car. We say different things we're drunk. If I was hanging out with a couple brothers end of the night, you could hear things like, you got your license? You got any warrants? Take the bullets out the gun. White dudes, you say stuff like, if there's a moose in the road, I'm riding it. True story, I heard that at a party. I'm like, I'm going with them. I never seen nobody ride no moose. I travel around. This is what I do for a living. I got friends from all walks of life, and I'll share with you some of the things that I've observed. White people that have houses with 3 garage doors, that's where you keep your spaceship. A lot of people don't know that. They think it's for golf carts and boats, but that's where you keep your spaceship, because you're gonna leave Earth and go to another planet, and I'm coming. And I try to tell my black friends all the time, you need white friends with spaceships. White people are cool, but they only gonna take 1 black person per spaceship. And I don't wanna be the only black person on the new planet. God forbid somebody's moon rock come up missing. Here we go with this bullshit again. I didn't come here for this. I'm at the point in my life where there's things I do with my white friends I don't do with my black friends, and vice versa. I'm not mean, that just comes from my experiences. If I'm out drunk, I like to be at my white friend's house. White people make you pancakes in the morning. With whipped cream, strawberries, chocolate chips, and them. I like that. Black people not gonna make you pancakes in the morning because they really not prepared for you to stay. White people have extra bedrooms, extra pillows. They'll take your shoes and your keys from you. You're not going anywhere. Go upstairs, the first bedroom on the right, there's a dresser in there. There's pajamas, put those on. Those belong to Dave, he's dead. Get yourself some rest and I'll make you pancakes in the morning. Black people not gonna do that. You get drunk at your black friend house, they gonna come downstairs and say things like, you remember how to get to the highway? White people, you have good weed. And I commend you because you use discretion. You get your weed from somebody called a guy. I don't know who this guy is. You can ask any white dude anywhere. Where you get your weed from? I get it from a guy. I see him on Tuesdays. You want me to pick you up something? That's all you get. Ask a brother. Yo, dogs, where you get your weed from? From my cousin here at the Holiday Inn right down the street. Won't you call them from your cell phone so you can lock the number in? Then they wonder why they get caught. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and your car is orange. That's why you got caught. You need a guy. I had to go back and learn fractions just to buy weed from white people. I'm from New York. All I knew was dimes and 20 sacks. I didn't know nothing about eighths or quarters or nothing like that. Nobody told me that if the bottom number was bigger, you get less. I had to rush down to Home Depot to get one of them rulers with the lines on them. And the guy was like, what you using it for? Like, I'm buying an 8 from a white guy. Which one is the 8? Is that the little short line next to the quarter? Because I don't want to get ripped off. I want the right length. I'm on the phone telling my friends, don't worry about it. I got 2 164ths coming. We'll just put one in the freezer. This would last us till Christmas. You guys were so good. Thank you so much.
Find out where to see Drew next by following him on Twitter at ComeSeeDrew. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, be sure to stop by Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in the MGM Grand. They'll treat you right. This next comedian is out to become America's comedy sweetheart. Without further ado, here's Billy Anderson.
Thank you. I'm feeling good. I've lost a bunch of weight this year. I've actually lost over 100 pounds since this time last year. This is, you're like a crowd full of my mom. I appreciate that. So, it's hard though, because I got fat quick. Like, you guys understand, like, I have stretch marks, which is embarrassing for a man, you know? Like, you guys don't know how hard, like, you know how embarrassing it is to be a full-grown man with stretch marks and no baby to show for it? Like, if you're a woman and you have stretch marks, maybe you brought life into this world, all right? That's beautiful. That's a miracle. I'm a man with stretch marks. All that means is that I ate quicker than my skin could keep up with. My grandfather's father grew up in the Great Depression, people, all right? He would go sometimes weeks without eating a proper meal. Wish I could travel back in time and tell him the good news about how far we've come as a people. Get down on one knee and be like, hey, Jebediah. In the future, we have so much food, dudes are literally exploding. with me. Wow. I like the end of that one because I save him. You know what I mean? So. My roommate smokes more pot than any person I've ever met, and my house is getting weird, all right? When your roommate smokes a lot of pot, I'm going to start that one over. Are you guys cool with that? Yeah, you're going to see behind the curtain tonight, and it's going to be weird. Hey, guys, my room. My roommate smokes more pot than any person I've ever met, and my house is getting really weird. Like, when your roommate smokes that much pot, it affects every aspect of your home. Like, the other day, I went into my kitchen, I opened up my fridge, and in the side compartment of my fridge, there was a half-eaten chunk of pineapple inside of a sandwich bag that said, "Purple Kush, wait on it." I went to my room and I'm like, really, is this how far our white trash poverty has come? That the sandwich bags we turned into pot bags have to be turned back into sandwich bags? She's a lady. I don't know if I mentioned that either, all right? I feel like a lot of you aren't picturing a lady there, right? And that's your own bigotry. That's between you and Jesus now. Yeah. It's weird. And we're not dating. There's nothing romantic about our relationship. Like, her two main hobbies are smoking weed and not having sex with me. Those are the two things she does successfully every day. So it's weird. It's weird being a guy living with a woman that you're not dating. Like, the other day she went to a bar. She picked up a dude. That guy came back to our house, stayed the night, and then the next morning, all three of us found ourselves eating breakfast together. I'm gonna tell you right now, he was pretty uncomfortable. So I tried to lighten the mood. I think I'm a charming guy. I look at him, I'm like, come on, man. We're both adults. Are we seriously gonna sit here eating eggs and not talk about the fact that you had sex with my wife in our house last night? And I just threw my eggs at the wall and walked out of the room, you know? The best thing about that is I could do it again to the next guy, right? What's she gonna do, warn him? Yeah. What could she possibly say that won't make her seem way more guilty, right? She's gonna be like, ugh, listen, before I invite you up, I gotta let you know. I live with this guy, and he's gonna say he's my husband. Just ignore him and have sex with me anyway. You know? I went to Hawaii recently. I've never been to Hawaii. I didn't know this. You can swim with sea turtles in Hawaii, which is amazing. The only thing cooler than that are the signs on the beaches where you swim with sea turtles. And this is true. Look it up. On those signs, they read, "Please do not touch or ride the sea turtles." You guys know that sign probably used to just read, "Please do not touch the sea turtles." And we made them get more specific, right? Just some guy who looks like me arguing with his wife on the beach, like, no, Camille, if God didn't want us to ride him, why'd he build those badass saddles on their backs? Yeah. I'm gonna be a sea cowboy and you can't stop me this time. My favorite thing about that sign is people from all over the world vacation in Hawaii, right? But that sign only written in English. Oh yeah, it's just for us. It's for us and like three rude Canadians. You get what I'm saying? We're the only group of people that would see a beautiful, majestic, endangered animal and be like, hey, I'm gonna ride the hell out of you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna ride the hell out of you. I'm gonna tame you. The weirdest sign I've ever seen is in Seattle, Washington. And in Seattle, Washington, there's a park. And in that park, there's a tree. And on that tree, there's a sign. And on that sign, it reads, with no further explanation, "No piñatas allowed." Do you guys have any idea how many separate piñata-related events had to have occurred before they went down to the sign shop and had that bad boy custom made? That's not just hanging on the wall of a sign shop, people, all right? An adult went into a place of business and spoke to another adult and was like, "Hey, this has gotta end." I just have to imagine that was some sort of day-by-day piñata-related issue. Or one horrible candy-filled Cinco de Mayo tragedy. I grew up outside of Atlanta, Georgia. That's why I find it funny that anywhere I can afford to live in the liberal art communities that I live in, people warn me that I'm moving into the ghetto. Yeah, I'm sorry, all right? Compared to where I grew up, there are no ghettos, all right? Certainly not in the liberal, fancy-pants art communities I live in. Like, I live in Seattle, Washington, people, all right? There are no ghettos in Seattle, Washington. It's half liberal art students, half Amazon employees. What would a ghetto even be like in a place like that? Just a bunch of Mumford and Sons sitting on their front porch, wearing vests, drinking their handmade microbrewed 40 ounces? Smoking their fair trade crack cocaine out of a crack pipe they made out of recycled materials. Threatening to stab you with their blacksmith forged artisanal shivs. Yelling at the top of their lungs, "I got $40,000 in art school debt and nothing left to lose." Mugging you so they can afford whole food pomegranates, you know? Just a bunch of dudes with multicolored dreadlocks doing ironic drive-bys on their unicycles. Dragging out an antique record player to the street where they listen to an LP of Notorious B.I.G. they heard about on NPR. I'm not afraid. If I hear a gunshot in the city of Seattle, I'm just like, watch yourself, somebody didn't sort their recycling properly. You're not allowed to have both a ghetto in your city and also have 8 places I can take my dog to get a massage. And call me old-fashioned, maybe I'm just not from there, but dog massage, isn't that called petting your dog? Hey, thank you so much. I'm Billy Anderson.
Stream Billy Anderson's new stand-up comedy special, America's Sweetheart, now on VidAngel at drybarcomedy.com. Now you're in for a treat. One of the top touring college comedians working today, here's comedian Landry doing what he does best, making you laugh.
What's up? How we doing, guys? Y'all right? It's good to be in front of people who know winter, you know what I'm saying? I moved to Atlanta, Georgia recently, and they get a half an inch of snow and go into a state of panic. I don't know if you guys saw some news a couple years ago, we got 1 inch of snow shut down the entire city. You know how funny that was to a Canadian? Like, I watch people abandon their vehicles. Just like, I'll just buy a new one when the snow melts. You realize it's gonna be 60 degrees tomorrow, right? Can't hear you. On my way to the grocery store to pick up 15 loaves of bread and some Coronas. Gotta make sure I'm prepared for this apocalypse. They're all about the apocalypse in Georgia, man. That's where they filmed The Walking Dead, man. You guys like that show? Zombies take over the planet. You ever want to test the strength of your relationship? Watch one season of The Walking Dead with your significant other. Just see the hypotheticals that are thrown in your lap on a daily basis. I was watching with my ex and she was like, if I got bit, you'd get bit so we could be together forever, right? I was like, babe, if you got bit, I'd shoot you in your zombie face. Bro, are we Romeo and Juliet? That is selfish. Why do I gotta lose? Because you're a slow runner. Shouldn't it be penalized because you wear flip-flops and perfume? She was like, well, what if we were married? I was like, well, consider that a divorce, I guess. It was until death do us part that I held up my end of the contract. I've been traveling a lot lately. I was in England for a month. I don't know if you guys have ever been to England before, but if you like the taste of food, don't go to England, all right? Tastes like their weather, real dreary. I was like, how do you take over a quarter of the globe and not learn any recipes? You guys occupied India for like 200 years, didn't bring back no spices? Everything's gotta be made with 2 tablespoons of sadness and a dash if I should've went to Italy, everything? And I'm allowed to make fun of England because I'm from Canada and that is our baby daddy. He helped make us, but he wasn't around much growing up, you know what I mean? We don't really know that side of the family. We just put grandma on our money. That's it. The thing I miss most about England is the accent. I like the English accent, and I like the way they speak, because they say things differently than we do, you know what I'm saying? They don't say apartment, they say flat. They don't say elevator, they say lift. And instead of underwear, they say knickers. Which sounds an awful lot like another word I'm familiar with, because I listen to rap. So you can understand my confusion when after I was with the girl and she was like, have you seen my knickers? And I was like, no, I never met any of your friends yet. And she's looking under the bed. I'm like, I don't think your knickers is under there, man. Like, I'd have seen them come in. They'd be ninjas. And we getting ready to go out. She's like, well, this wouldn't be the first time I went to the club without my knickers. I was like, yeah, sometimes I like to go out dancing by myself. But it's always more fun when you got your knickers, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I bring like 2 or 3 of my knickers. She's like, you bring an entire pack of knickers? And I'm like, yeah, I bring a whole pack of knickers. I like the support. Plus, I've had some of my knickers since high school. She was like, oh, that's disgusting. If I had my knickers that long, I'd throw them out the window. I was like, you throw your knickers out the window? I don't think we can be friends anymore. She's like, what's the big deal? I just go down to the mall and buy some new ones. They have a sale going on. Buy 1 pair of knickers, get a 2nd pair of cotton knickers free. I was like, yo, this is getting awkward, lady. Because I live in America and they stopped selling knickers over 100 years ago. That's a tough joke to get away with in a room full of white people. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You guys are like, I don't know if we should laugh. I mean, we only say it at the house. I got a lot of hair, man. That's what everybody knows about me. I got what they call recognizable hair, man. I had a lady come up to me the other day. She's like, oh, you remind me of that celebrity. And I was like, who? Saeed from the TV show Lost? And she said, no, Animal from the Muppets. Touche, ma'am, touche. And then her friend came up. She's like, who's this? She was like, oh, this the comedian. She was like, you don't look like a comedian. I said, that's cool. I said, what do you do for a living? She said, I'm a florist. I was like, okay. You don't smell like a florist. Do I look like a comedian now? Ah! That's why I like talking to black women in America. You know what I'm saying? Because you will know exactly how a black woman feels about you within the first 3 seconds of meeting them, all right? Go to the nightclub tonight. You'll see this at the bar. Hi, my name's Kevin. What's wrong with your face, Kevin? I don't like your face. Start calling over friends. Hey, Tamika, take a look at Kevin's face. Looking like the ass of a baboon. Monkey man gonna try hollering at me. Walk away, boo-boo. Walk away. Go back to the zoo, boo-boo. And Kevin knows where he stands, man. I always get that, yeah, you got that good hair. So I always get that, yeah, you got that good hair. And then they pull it and look at me like a piece of meat. You know, like in the cartoons when one character gets real hungry, then he looks at the other character and the body turns into a roast chicken? That's the same look. Oh, you got that good hair. And I will say this, though. If a sister wants something, a sister gets some. And that is why I don't accept drinks from black women. It's not because I think they're going to drug me and take advantage of my body, but there is a fair chance that they will drug me and take my hair. The last thing I remember is dancing with a rum and coke. And now I'm waking up with an unfamiliar cool breeze on my scalp. And I look over and she's wearing my hair. I can't even get mad. I'm like, damn, you got that good ass hair. It is true. Thank you for that audible agreeance. I appreciate that. Usually I accept laughter, but you're like, that is very accurate, comedian. Continue, sir. That's always nice when you get a, that is true. I like that. Thank you very much. So I'm originally from Canada, originally Toronto. Yeah, you guys beat us and I appreciate that. We weren't quite ready yet, you know what I'm saying? Our last mayor was a crackhead, man. I don't know if you guys know that. His name is Rob Ford. He was the fattest crackhead on the planet. Like, what are you dipping your pipe in ranch dressing? Crack cocaine is like the number one appetite suppressant. This guy's getting bigger. I don't know what's happening. If you're gaining weight on that drug, you might want to check your thyroids, all right? Been drinking a lot lately. I don't know if you guys know this, but you can get a DUI on a bicycle. Did you know that? But you can drink as much as you want on a motorized wheelchair. I learned that in the casino the other day. This lady drove right to the side of a slot machine. I thought she had a stroke, but then she started to laugh, so I started to laugh. She was like, I guess I'll just play this one. And that lady was my mom. I took my mom on a cruise earlier this year. She bought the unlimited drink package, and I am here to tell you guys that the cruise ship industry lost some money that week. My mom was like, let me get this straight. I can drink as much as I want, and if I pass out, a small Filipino man will carry me back to my room? Where do I sign up? It's gonna be the best vacation ever. They never cut her off. They're just like, here's another drink. Stay away from the edges. That's all they said. Showing people pictures of the vacation. They're like, oh my God, your mom looks so happy. I'm like, she's not happy. She's hammered. They're like, well, how bad could it have been? I was like, well, for starters, my mom doesn't own a motorized wheelchair. She commandeered one on the high seas like a Somali pirate. The only difference is she wasn't holding an AK-47. She was holding her 47th pina colada. That's it. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a jail on the ship. Did you know that? Neither did I until I had to bail my own mom out. Talk about a role reversal. I walked in there, I was like, I thought we raised you better than this. We went to the Bahamas, man. We were in the Bahamas, we did this thing called the fish spa. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that before, but it's an all-natural pedicure, all right? You put your feet in the tank, and these little fish come and nibble on your feet, and they eat all the dead skin. It sounds disgusting, but it's kind of cool. You guys, I agree that, I would say that it's important to take care of your feet. Do you guys agree with that? A lot of people don't agree with me that it's important to take care of your feet. And how do I know this? Because the lady that sat next to me put her feet in the tank. All the fish went to her. Like the most fish ever. They were jumping in from other tanks. And then 5 minutes later, they were all laying on the bottom of the tank. I was like, man, fish react the same way as humans do at a buffet. Like, oh my God, I should have stopped two plates ago. Like, that lady had the golden corral of heels. They're like, it's a lot of heel to get through in one sitting. You guys have been a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much. Take it easy. Be good.
Get more great comedy from Landry by following him on Twitter at Comedian Landry. Fun fact, this next comedian performed her laugh set while 8 months pregnant in the thick of the Texas heat. She's a champ. Here's Mona Chiarizio at Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas.
Hello. Hello. Awesome. This is great. This is so exciting. I've had a really exciting year this year. I have. Yes. I got my American citizenship and I got married. Thank you. Thank you, America. I did it in that order. That was stupid. I should have done it like my ancestors, right? Got married first, then my American citizenship. Because you know what's better than a diamond ring? A green card and a diamond ring. I'm proud to be an American. My mom was my big motivator to get my citizenship. She's adorable. She's a tiny 4'8" Korean woman. Yeah. If you're wondering, I'm Korean and Sicilian. People always say that's an interesting mix, but it makes sense because dry cleaning and money laundering go together perfectly. I'm the future. My mom was my big motivator. She had a saying, American parents, y'all have sayings, right? Like, wash behind your ears or you'll grow potatoes, or wear clean underwear just in case you're in an accident. My cute, adorable mom had a saying. She said, Mona, you have to get your citizenship because you don't speak Korean well enough. If you get deported, you'll be sold into sex trafficking. That's a crazy thing to hear on your first day of kindergarten. I would say the pledge, a little tear would come down. My teachers were like, she's so patriotic. What? So finally, I go and I sign up to take the test. I took it over in Tampa, Florida. Thank you. Yeah, here's a fun fact. Where you take your test is located right next to the airport. Which is unnecessary pressure. I was like, don't send me back to Korea on Spirit Air. I'll never afford the baggage. So the night before the test, I do what most kids do, right? I call my mom for the pep talk. I call her up. She goes right into it, right? She's like, Mona, you have to pass your test because you don't speak Korean well enough, right? And I jumped in and I was like, all right, mom. I was like, I got it. I'll get sold into sex trafficking. She was like, bitch, you are too old. I never thought I would defend sex trafficking. I totally did. I was like, I watch Lifetime all the time. I'll learn Russian. I didn't have to learn Russian, you guys, or Korean. I got married, I met a great guy. I love being married, but I hated getting married. It's expensive and people don't tell you that part, right? It's all like love and doves, then the first bill comes in, right? Alcohol, crazy expensive. It is, go ahead, you can clap it up. It is, it's crazy expensive. It's not like here, you're not getting drink specials at your wedding, right? Our first quote for open bar, $15,000. I looked at my now husband and I was like, I'm gonna make my first executive decision. We're not serving alcohol. We're gonna serve drugs. Right? Start off with a pot brownie cake. Everyone will be super hungry. They'll love the Taco Bell buffet. Just, yes. Dorito tacos, because, I mean, obviously it's a special occasion. I love brand names. My wedding planner, she went bananas. She was like, Mona, what? What are you talking about? What about your lights and your flowers? I was like, bitch, my walls are gonna be melting. We're serving acid for dessert. Stop arguing with me, find some Pink Floyd or fish. Oh man, I love it. I love being married. It's like new for us. Are there any married couples here in the front? How long have y'all been married? 10 years. Wow, right? You guys know a lot about each other in 10 years. So new to me, we learn things about each other every day. I learned this the other night. When I come home late for work and I go to wash my face, I have to smell the towel first. This is not cucumber melon, this is clearly balls. Right? Look at all the ladies laughing. Let's not suffer in silence. Cosmo, every month, 10,000 ways to please your man. Give me one way to keep testicles off my towels. And to be fair, my husband's learning things about me too, right? He's learning things like, ladies, we know how gross men are. Like, little boys are gross. They pick their nose and they eat it. We know. My husband had no idea how gross women could be, right? I'm so gross and crazy at this point. When we have sex, I'll fart on purpose. Just look him in the eyes and be like, this is forever. You guys are great. I was super nervous. We flew in today from Tampa, and I was super duper nervous because we're filming and it's going to be on TV. You know what they say, the camera adds 10 pounds. And a baby. Yeah, that's right, guys, I'm pregnant. Some of you are like, don't ask. It's true, I'm pregnant. It's gonna get crazy. I'm actually 9 months pregnant today. Yeah. Thank you. It could get really weird in here, right? Shit could get real. It could get real, right? It could turn into a weird Gallagher tribute. Right? You guys might need a tarp. I thought we had made that arrangement. Just like I'd always dreamt it, to be in a strange place with people I don't know. Just catch my baby. Pregnancy has been really awesome for my husband. Yeah, for my husband, it's been great. I've just become his personal Uber driver, right? He gets to go out with his friends, get a couple of drinks, and here I come picking him up. It's great. I picked him up because I was like, I'm being such a great wife this week. I picked him up and I was cute about it, right? We sat down, we talked. When we got out of the car, I said, hey, remember to rate your driver. And he said, 2 stars. Your car's kind of messy. And it hurt my feelings because I'm making a person. So the next time I was more authentic about it, right? I picked him up, I threw him in the back, I locked the doors. I put on Beyonce, because that's what straight grown men like. And then I started talking. Some people have been in an Uber before. Even though we were going home, I took a couple wrong directions to push my agenda. And I was like, maybe our kid should be circumcised, or maybe he shouldn't be. You should probably try my breast milk. Don't make it weird, guys. I'm just saying a little squirt in the coffee. I'm not a monster. I'll drink pineapple juice first. Can put a little on his skin. Oh, man, I do have cravings. I do have a lot of cravings. You guys know that with pregnancy, right? They're like peanut butter and pickles and ice cream and chocolate and stuff like that. My biggest craving, though, has been penis. They don't put that in the blogs. I had no idea. In the first part of the trimester, I wanted him to stay as far away from me as possible, right? So I kept telling him, hey, don't slam the baby. Like, it doesn't need to be ghost busted on. We did it. And it worked. He wanted to stay far, far away. All of a sudden, third trimester comes along, and I'm trying to get sexy. Do you know what's not sexy? Spanx. Do it's not sexier than Spanx? Pregnancy Spanx. And things are troublesome down here, right? You can't landscape anymore. I don't know what this region of my body looks like anymore. I try to go get waxed. That doesn't work, right? Because if I can't eat lunch meat, Helga or Jenny are not going to rip hair out of my body. So I devised a new plan. I said, honey, you know how they say in the articles, when you shave, it makes it look bigger? Well, I've decided not to make my vagina look smaller. You're welcome. All right, guys, thanks so much. I'm Mona Tirizio. Thank you.
If you want to find out where to see Mona next, head over to CigarCityComedy.com to get all the details. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Let us know what you thought on Twitter at Laughs TV Show. We'll be back next Wednesday with a brand new show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a laugh.